the support network I have found with other indie authors has just blown me away. The first two authors I got very close with were J.D. Mader and David Antrobus. And I met them on LinkedIn through an author group in there. And we kind of became the Three Musketeers for a while and before, you know, projects started to weigh really heavily and we each got pulled away. But we still email each other and we're like, hey, how's it going over there? It's just like having the support of those two guys was really, really helpful to me. I would say it was in 2011 where I had been with the publisher for so long that now I was looking at self-publishing some other stuff, and it was daunting because I was actually being heckled in writers groups because all these people were self-published and I wasn't. And I was actually being discriminated against in some instances because I was with a publisher and it was an indie publisher. It wasn't like a big six or anything. But, you know, some of them were just great and they turned me on to, and actually Roseanne Bigley, she was fantastic as well, sharing her knowledge of, hey, you know what? You need to join this group on this writer's group on Facebook. And so I did. And then I met a bunch of people through that, and that's how I came to know Stephen Heiss, who is really an unsung hero in the indie community. He's a comedic genius. He's a writing genius, and, you know, it's just, it's amazing to work with him. And through him, he kind of got an idea of my business savvy and asked me to join him as his co-administrator at Indies Unlimited. And through him, I was able to meet all these other fantastic authors, yourself included, and just everybody is just so forthcoming with information. It's unbelievable. I mean, when I started out in 2001 with my first published book, I was on an island. I had no idea what to do or who to talk to. And these people are all like, oh yeah, did you try CreateSpace? And you know, oh, that's no problem. Just go to kdp.amazon.com. You'll find what you need there. And it's like, wow, you know, it's like, you know, especially growing up, being born in New York City and growing up in Boston, these people are competitors, you know, so you expect competitors to be like, you know, bite me. I'm not telling you anything. Go figure it out. You know, but these people, they're like, oh, come here, Kat. Here, let me show you, whatever. And, you know, somehow, I don't know, maybe because I've been in this for a really long time now, the tables got turned and now people are coming to me and I'm trying to pay it forward.
That's really a great story to tell because I think one of the things that happens to anybody, no matter what age they are, when they get the idea of what they want to do and they start following a dream, you inevitably feel like an island. You inevitably feel like I'm the only person who understands what I'm doing. So getting in touch with other people either through, you know, websites like your own, Indies Unlimited, or through Facebook or writers groups, or if you're not a writer, you know, other things, is a great way of not feeling that isolation.